This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls all-party meeting for today ahead of first parliamentary session. Prime Minister Balendra Shah continues provincial consultations, sits for discussions with lawmakers representing Sudar Paschim province. Government streamlines health examinations for Nepalese workers going abroad. Workers can now undergo medical test in any government-recognized hospital. And U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. could end Iran war in 2 to 3 weeks. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has called an all-party meeting at 1 p.m. today in preparation for the upcoming parliamentary session. According to Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ikram Giri, representatives from all parties in Parliament have been invited to participate. The meeting is expected to discuss key procedural matters, including initiating the process to elect the Speaker and Deputy Speaker, as well as the presentation and passage of important bills and acts. Party representatives are also expected to share their views. The Secretariat will finalize the agenda for the first sitting of the House after the meeting. President Ramchandra Podil has convened a joint session of both houses of the Federal Parliament for 2 p.m. tomorrow, April 2nd, following a recommendation by the Council of Ministers on March 30th. This will be the first parliamentary session since March 5 election. The House currently includes 6 political parties recognized as national parties. Prime Minister Balendra Shah yesterday held discussions with lawmakers representing Sudar Paschim province in the lower house at Singhadarbar. The meeting focused on development efforts and key challenges in the province. Lawmakers raised concerns over infrastructure and public service gaps, calling for the construction of major projects. They also stressed the need to expand irrigation, education, health and air transport services. According to a lawmaker who attended the meeting, the Prime Minister assured that the government is taking necessary initiatives to address these issues and urged lawmakers to formally submit their concerns to the Prime Minister's Secretariat. Earlier on Monday, the Prime Minister held similar discussions with lawmakers from Kosi and Karnali provinces as part of ongoing consultations on regional development priorities. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has pledged to transform Nepal into a nation focused on economic development and national progress. Speaking at a meeting with business representatives from Nepal Chamber of Commerce, Minister Wagle emphasized the importance of strong partnerships between the government and the private sector to reinforce the national economy. Addressing concerns over Nepal's graduation from least developed country status, the minister assured business leaders that the transition would not have immediate adverse effects on the economy. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has held discussions with senior officials of the armed police force focusing on security performance and disaster preparedness. The meeting, attended by Inspector General Raju Arial and other senior officials, reviewed ongoing work and identified areas needing improvement. Minister Gurung stressed the importance of introducing disaster rescue and preparedness programs in school curricula. Earlier, Minister Gurung held a similar meetings with Nepal police officials issuing directives on improving security management and public service delivery. Minister for Youth and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has stressed the need to encourage greater youth participation in sports, starting from schools, local clubs and grassroots levels. Speaking at a program organized in his honor by National Sports Council, the minister said sports bodies must play an active role in producing athletes capable of enhancing the nation's prestige. During the event, Council Member Secretary Ramcharitra Mehta briefed the Minister on Council's structure, activities, budget and infrastructure status. The Minister The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has decided to allow migrant workers to undergo mandatory health examinations at any government-recognised hospital. The decision was made at a ministerial meeting chaired by Labour Minister Deepak Kumar Saha. The meeting also agreed to open registration for additional health institutions willing to conduct such examinations in line with existing government procedures. Officials say the move aims to expand access and streamline services for workers seeking employment abroad. Currently, 194 health institutions approved under ministry standards are providing medical checkups for outbound migrant workers. The National Medicine Laboratory has achieved the internationally recognized ISO 17025:2017 accreditation, marking a major milestone in the health sector. The laboratory, which is the country's only government facility dedicated to testing the quality of medicines, received the certification more than 6 decades after its establishment. Director of the laboratory, Bharat Bhattarai, said the accreditation reflects international standards in laboratory management and medicine quality assurance, enhancing the lab's credibility. The laboratory conducts testing, analysis and validation of medicines produced domestically as well as those imported from abroad, playing a key role in ensuring drug safety and quality. 12 Nepalese who were trapped in illegal online scam operations in Cambodia have been rescued and returned home. The victims, who had travelled through informal channels, are being promised lucrative jobs while staying in Cambodia without valid visas. They were forced to work in illicit online scamming centres and casinos, with some involved in other illegal activities. The rescue and repatriation operation was carried out by the Nepali embassy in Bangkok with support from the Cambodian government and the non-resident Nepali association in Cambodia. Authorities say further efforts are underway to identify and repatriate other Nepalese facing difficult conditions. The Nepali embassy in Bangkok warned that Nepali citizens working illegally in Cambodia risk exploitation and urged all workers to follow official procedures, including obtaining proper labour permits. A classical music conference was held yesterday to mark the 76th anniversary of Radio Nepal. The event took place at Radio Nepal's music studio in Singhadarbar, featuring performances by 6 groups and renowned classical musicians from across the country. Addressing the inauguration, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, highlighted Radio Nepal's long-standing role in promoting information, education and Nepali art and culture. He added that performances will be archived with plans to broadcast classical music to domestic and international audiences. Acting Chief Administrative Officer Bishnuram Nyopane emphasized that such conferences help promote the music sector and called for improvements in future programs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia continue as U.S. President Donald Trump says the conflict with Iran could end in 2 to 3 weeks, adding that Tehran does not need to strike a deal for the U.S. to conclude military operations. According to Al Jazeera, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi confirmed that messages have been exchanged with Washington, but insisted that Tehran is not negotiating. Meanwhile, The Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned it will target U.S. technology and financial companies in the region beginning Wednesday in retaliation for ongoing U.S.-Israeli attacks. In the Gulf, firefighters have extinguished a blaze off the Kuwaiti-flagged Al Salmi oil tanker at Dubai port after it was attacked while fully loaded. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Trump favors diplomacy, but warned Iran of real consequences over the partial closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Trump also criticized the UK and other nations, urging them to secure their own oil, stating that the US will no longer intervene as it had in the past. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the combined influence of westerly and local winds bringing cloudy conditions and precipitation across several regions of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, while the Tarai regions are likely to witness partly cloudy skies today. Moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning have been reported in parts of Gandaki province as well as in some hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Karnali, Sudurpashchim and Lumbini provinces. This afternoon, hilly and mountainous regions are expected to remain generally cloudy with partial cloud cover in the Tarai. There is a likelihood of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning in some areas of Kosi province and at one or two locations in Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces today. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls all-party meeting for today ahead of first parliamentary session. Prime Minister Balendra Shah continues provincial consultations, sits for discussions with lawmakers representing Sudurpashchim province. Government streamlines health examinations for Nepali workers going abroad. Workers can now undergo medical tests in any government-recognized hospital. U.S. President Trump says U.S. could end Iran war in 2 to 3 weeks. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.